on your radio, online, through the Bro Radio app and on your smart speaker. This is Bro Radio.
The militant group says freeing Eden Alexander is a goodwill gesture towards the Trump administration to try to end the war. The 21-year-old was taken during the 7th of October attacks. The Prime Minister has promised to bring down net migration by the end of this Parliament in an overhaul of the immigration system. Sir Keir Starmer says without major reform, the UK risks becoming what he called an island of strangers. Home Secretary Yvette Cooper has told the Commons stricter rules are needed.
Throughout our history, Britain has been strengthened by people coming to start new businesses, study at universities, contribute to our cultural and sporting excellence, and do some of the toughest jobs in our country. But to be successful, effective and fair, our immigration must be properly controlled and managed.
Migrant charities have accused the government of fanning the flames of the far right. Six Bulgarians have been sentenced to a total of more than 50 years in prison for spying for Russia. Ringleader Orlin Rusev, who led the operations from the east coast of England, was given 10 years and 8 months. Mr. Justice Hillard says he acted on the direction of an intermediary for the Russian intelligence services.
Mr. Rusev then tasked his 5 co-accused. They were deployed to gather information about individuals whose activities were of obvious interest to the Russian state and about significant locations.
Father Ted co-creator Graham Linehan's denied harassing a transgender woman. The writers pleaded not guilty to the harassment of Sophia Brooks on social media and damaging her phone in October. Transport for London has apologised to people whose journeys have been affected following a power outage on the Underground. There are severe delays on the Elizabeth Jubilee and Northern lines while the Bakerloo line is suspended. And the Indian Cricket Premier League will resume on Saturday. It was suspended last week because of increasing tensions between India and Pakistan. That's the latest. I'm Chris Milligan.
From the Borough Radio newsroom, I'm Gareth Joy. A big search is continuing in North Wales tonight for a missing teenage boy. 16-year-old Artham from Gloucestershire disappeared in Llandudno on Saturday afternoon, wearing only his swimming trunks. He's been described as vulnerable. Police say the operation is now focused on the sea, with underwater search teams being called in. Locally, 2 people have been rescued after they were cut off by the tide at Ogmore Deeps. 2 lifeboats from Porthcawl were called out yesterday to help the pair, who became stranded beneath the cliffs at West Farm. The RNLI had urged visitors to check tide times following another rescue on Saturday, when 2 people became stranded at Sully Island. They had been trying to cross on the incoming tide. Thunderstorms have hit parts of Wales amid one of the driest springs for decades. There's a Met Office yellow warning in force nationwide until 10 p.m. tonight. Some areas could see localised flash flooding and transport disruption, but forecasters say other places will stay dry. And guess who popped up at last night's BAFTA TV Awards?
I'm not going to lie, this is immense.
Ruth Jones giving Nessa a little moment in the spotlight after she won Best Female Comedy Performance for the Gavin and Stacey finale. The star also paid an emotional tribute to the show's co-creator.
The person I would like to thank most is my dear funny friend, James Corden, with whom I have shared this astonishing journey for the past 17 years.
The final episode was also nominated for Most Memorable Moments, but it lost out to Strictly Come Dancing. In sport, Cardiff City are aiming to appoint a new manager by the end of the month. The Bluebirds have set up a subcommittee as a pilot in their search for a 9th boss in just 4 years. Both Errol Bullitt and Omar Reiser were sacked this season as City crashed out of the Championship.
Now. Here comes another hour of great music and local information
on the Vale's local radio station.
Bro Radio.
See? This is Bro Radio, the Vale's local radio station, and it's your Monday night sports show here with me, Mike Fowler. And as you can hear, my voice is now better, so I think I've recovered from whatever little illness that I've had, so I'm fully match fit, which is great. With all the nice weather we've had, so it means that I've been feeling better, so I've been able to get out and about a bit more, take the dog for a walk and potter in the garden. But now I'm hope you're all happy, glad that I am well, but that's not what you're here to listen to. On this sports show, you're here to find out about the rugby, football and other sport that's been taking place across the Vale, and we're going to bring that here to you at Bro.
We'll do it all. If I lay here, if I just lay. Just lay here. Would you lie with me and just forget the world?
This is your Monday night sports show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And we've still got a bit of football taking place in the Vale. And on Saturday, Dinas Powys were in action at home to Aberdare, winning that match 6-0. Early goals from Isaac Follin and Lucas Murray put Dinas Powys into a good lead. Betty Smart got Dinas Powys' third before half-time. In the second half, Jacob Flower continued the scoring for the home team. Jack Preston got Dinas Powys' fifth with no reply. And Flower grabbed his second and Dinas Powys' sixth late in the match. And Cardiff Airport were also in action on Saturday away, and they won that match 3-0. Alfie Tipples was first to break the deadlock for the away side, and early in the second half, Curtis Scotto-Debusco grabbed a second. Sammy Lambert rounded off a good afternoon for Cardiff Airport by making it 3-0. And other football in news. So Llantwit Major, they have secured a Cymru South football for next season after gaining their Tier 2 licence from the FAW. So the Windmill Lane Club were among 26 clubs from across South Wales to be awarded the licence following a two-day meeting in Cardiff. There were a few clubs from across the region, including Tafts Wells, that were refused licences, while another three withdrew their applications. And this is a prerequisite for competing in the second tier of men's Welsh football pyramid, which is obviously split into Cymru North and Cymru South. And Llantwit's application was judged on six key sporting criteria, including infrastructure, legal and financial matters, personnel sustainability, and its youth and coaching setups. But the FAW has been actively encouraging second tier teams to apply for top tier licenses as a prerequisite to get access to the Future Growth Fund designed to grow a number of tier one teams. And that's also because next season will be the last season of the format that we've got before the shake-up of the Cymru Premier sees the league expand from 12 teams to 16, along with other changes such as move to Friday night fixtures and introduction of VAR light systems. And that means that six clubs from the Cymru North and Cymru South will be promoted at the end of the 2025-26 season. So yeah, VAR, like, that's exciting news to be bringing into the Cymru Premier and the Welsh system. Different people have different opinions on VAR, but I think it can only go towards helping the officials there. So that's good news for Llantwit Major that they've secured their licence there. So we're going to be just reviewing and talking a little bit about the rugby with the Lions squad that was announced this week. Coming up at Bro.
This is Bro Radio.
There's never been a better time to join Penarth Athletic Club. With membership starting at just £20, enjoy a great family-friendly atmosphere. We hold regular events and great food is often available from our band of pop-up restaurant friends. Why not book your next private party or function with us and celebrate your special occasion with hassle-free catering and entertainment available too. Penarth Athletic Club. Call or text us on our dedicated reservation number 077 612 46809 or find us on Facebook at Penarth Athletic Club.
We're recycling more than ever today, which is great news. But with more recycling comes more bags and more caddies. So talk to Recycling Storage Solutions of Barry, as our quality wooden recycling units are just the right size to keep your recycling bags held open, caddies and boxes all snug inside, tidy and protected from the elements and pests. Our smart recycling storage benches and boxes have a waterproof lid, and we deliver them across the Vale and beyond, pre-made, not flat-packed. Visit our showroom on Woodham Road, Barry, or order now for delivery at recyclingstoragesolutions.co.uk.
Ceisio colli pwysau efo llyfr coginio llawn gimmicks neu declyn ffansi arall sy'n addo canlyniadau gwirthiol? Da ni gyd I fod na, ond y gwir yw, nid yw'n gweithio. Os ydych chi'n barod am newid go iawn, yna gall pwysau iach, byw'n iach helpu chi wneud y newidiadau pwysig sy'n cyd-fynd â'ch bywyd bob dydd, gyda chyngor wedi I dylwrau chi gan y gig. Cymerwch y cam cyntaf at fywyd iachach. Ewch I pwysaiach.cymru a dechreuwch eich siwrnau heddiw.
From Cowbridge to Cosmeston,
the Vale's local radio station.
This is your Monday night sports show here at Pro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And we're going to have a quick look at the Lions tour that was announced. So Andy Farrell announced his 38 man squad that's going down to Australia for the Lions tour. And Wales, we have not had a great couple of years in the international arena, and this has been reflected in the Lions selections there, with only two players from Wales being selected for that tour, and it's the lowest number of Welshmen picked for a Lions squad in the modern era, and that's far cry from Australia 2013, so 12 years ago, when head coach at the time then Warren Gatland picked 15 players from Wales in his initial squad, and by the decisive third test there was 10 Welshmen in the starting 15 on there. So the breakdown for the Lions tour is 13 players from England, 15 from Ireland, 8 from Scotland, and just 2 from Wales. And if you haven't heard the players that they've taken, so at fullback they've got we've got going Hugo Keenan and Blair Kinghorn. Then on the wings, Elliot Daly, Tommy Freeman, Mac Hansen, James Lowe, and Duan van der Meer. At centre, we've got Bundiaki, Hugh Jones, Gary Ringrose, and Sean Tupolotto. And at fly half, Finn Russell, Finn Smith, and Marcus Smith. Scrum halves, Jameson Gibson-Park, Alex Mitchell, and Thomas Williams. And then the back row, we've got Jack Conan, Tom Curry, Ben Earl, Jack Morgan, Henry Pollock, and Josh Van der Fleer. At second row, it's Tide Byrne, Ollie Chesham, Scott Cummins, Maro Atoje, Joe McCarthy, and James Ryan. Hookers, Luke Cowan-Dickey, Ronan Kellogg, and Dan Sheehan. And at props, Xander Ferguson, Tide Furlon, Ellis Genge, Andrew Portis, Piers Schumann, Will Stewart. Mario Atoje is captain for the Lions Tour. So there may only be two Welshmen on the Lions Tour, but we know with some Lions tours, there could be players called up with if anything happens, just for cover. So I think we've definitely got a few players that would be able to do a job if they were called up. But if we look on the flip side of that, it does mean that for the tour to Japan, the Wales tour to Japan, it does mean that we are going to be able to pick almost all of our players that would be in a chance to go. And I think for Wales, the Tour of Japan, it's going to be a really big important game, especially the two test matches against Japan. Just something to get a foothold in international rugby, I think, just to stem the tide there a little bit on there. But Japan, I mean, I certainly in the time, the years that I've been watching international rugby, Japan have come on leaps and bounds as well. So it's not going to be easy for Wales over in Japan. But let's just hope that all the teams that are touring, they all have good performances. Let's hope that Jack Morgan and Thomas Williams fly the flag for Wales. In my opinion, both of them definitely in with a shout of starting the tests down in Australia as well. And you know, let's start building the Wales reputation again on the international scene. Up next, with all the sunny weather we've got, I'm going to sort of let you know what you can be doing getting out and about around sports related around the Vale.
She's just a girl and she's on fire, hotter than a fantasy, lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire, filled with catastrophe, but she knows she can fly away. You can try, but you'll never forget her name.
the girl, but she's on fire.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And as I was saying, I was going to tell you a bit about sports that you can do out and about in the Vale. I'm going to start off with, I would say it's one of my favourite sports. I've actually not taken part yet, but I imagine it's a sport that I would like, that I would like quite a lot, and that's pickleball. And that's arrived at the Barry Athletic Tennis Club. And they've had lots of interest about this, so the club committee is hosting a meeting on Tuesday the 20th of May at 6:30 p.m. and that's in the clubhouse. For all those who are interested in playing pickleball at the club, they're invited along, whether you're a member of the club or not, and they will give details of membership packages available on the day, along with discussions around court allocations, mix in pickleball times, volunteer recruitment. And then after the meeting, there's plans and opportunities for the season will be shared online. So that's the Barry Athletic Tennis Club holding a public pickleball meeting. So if you're interested in taking up pickleball, go along to that and see whether it interests you. And you can find out the information, just look on the social media page and find Barry Athletic Tennis Club. Also, baseball is back in Barry for the summer, with weekly sessions in Barry Town's Rugby Club, and there's two sessions being held on Tuesday evenings at the Reservoir Field, and the first of these is T-Rex T-Ball, and that's dinosaur themed baseball for boys and girls aged 5 to 8, and that runs from 5:15 p.m. to 10 past 6, and for those aged 10 and over, little league baseball and softball sessions run from 6:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. and all the equipment is provided. But if you want any more information about that, then you can contact info@rbiwales.com. So that's info@rbiwales.com. And other activities and all that. So Barry's Islands Park Run has just celebrated its 10th anniversary. So, I mean, anyone's down Barry Island early on a Saturday would probably see the runners and the organisers getting themselves ready for the Barry Island Park runs. But it's the 10th anniversary run took place in the sunshine in Barry, and that sharp contrast to the wet and drizzle that covered the first event for 197 runners on the 2nd of May 2015. If you're not sure about parkrun, so parkrun is free weekly timed 5k event for runners, joggers and walkers from the age of 4 years old, and there's loads of events all around the world each Saturday, and they always start at about 9 a.m. And these days you can find sort of parkruns sort of in any big sort of towns and cities, so you're never far from a parkrun. But let's just focus on Barry. So in the last 10 years, 11,793 people have taken part in 439 events at Barry Island, and they've completed a total distance, oh, this is magnificent, this is of 302,970 kilometres, or the equivalent of 589 trips to Billericay Park run and back. And past participants have included celebrities, politicians, TV crews, and the walking weatherman himself, Derek Brockaway. 274 people took part in the 10th anniversary Barry Allen Park Run, including 69 first-time runners and 21 people achieving a personal best. And the event, like all park runs, is delivered by a team of local volunteers, with 31 people giving up their time to support the 10th anniversary run. And in addition to weekly Barry Allen Park Runs, there are also 19 junior park runs events from 4 to 14 years old that take place on Sunday over 2 kilometre distance. And Romley Park in Barry hosts the Vale's only junior event, which will celebrate its 8th anniversary this summer. And Barry Allen's parkrun takes place every Saturday at 9 a.m. under the Eastern Shelter on the promenade, and it's free to volunteer or take part. And if you want to find out any more about Barry Island or other parkruns, then you just need to visit www.parkrun.org.uk/Barry Island/, or you can just put parkrun into any search engines and you'll be able to find the parkrun and look for, out for the Barry Island one on there. And well, a nice little route in from the park run. I know this is double the distance of the park run, but remember, on Sunday the 15th of June, the Barry Allen 10K event takes place. So that's just over a month's time now, and hopefully you'll get the we keep the weather, although not too warm if you're running 10k, but it's always a fantastic event. And even if you're not taking part, even if you want to go along and support someone in particular, or you just want to go and along and just take in the whole atmosphere of the day. I've been down there myself as a spectator, and it's absolutely fantastic day. I mean, and you can just watch everybody finish and the admiration for people. But one of the times I was down there, it was really hot, and I was struggling just walking, so I don't. Hats off to anyone that was actually taking part and running in these events. But they're always well attended, and it's just a great family day out there. So keep that one in your diaries, and there's still time to sign up to that if you do feel like taking part in the Barry Island 10K. But up next. Well, we're going to dip into another, well, I think it's a summer sport. Other people might disagree with me, but we're going to see how the Vale cricket team have been getting on with their latest round of matches here at Bro.
From Cowbridge to Cosmeston,
the Vale's local radio station.
Bro Radio.
Once upon a time, there was a little ogre named Shrek who was appearing in a musical at the Paget Rooms in Penarth. It was a pretty nasty place, but ogres like nasty.
Hey Shrek, I want to be in a musical. In fact, it could be Donkey the Musical.
Listen, there is only one musical, my musical.
But I'm on the poster, Shrek. It's on from the 14th to the 18th of May. And I booked my tickets already at ticketsource.co.uk/pods. Am I right, Shrek?
That'll do, Donkey. That'll do.
Time is running out for single-use vapes. From the 1st of June, it will be illegal for businesses to sell or supply single-use vapes across the UK. Single-use vapes often become litter or are sent to landfill. This ban will help stop the harm they cause our environment. Get your business ready now. Reduce your stock of single-use vapes and switch to reusable vapes instead. Search Single-Use Vape Ban Wales. Together, it's our business to clean up Wales.
Glastonbury Junior's Family Tribute Festival in association with Barry Training Services is back for 2025, featuring sensational tributes to Taylor Swift, Katy Perry and Harry Styles. With a Big Top, Tiny Tots Disco, rides, workshops, the New Wave Wrestling Academy and loads more. Glastonbury Junior's 2025 is live at Romilly Park on Friday, July the 25th and is sponsored by Affluent Time, Sunkiss, Salon No. 7 and Bro Radio. Single tickets and family passes are on sale now at glastonbury.com.
From Sully to St Hilary,
the Vale's local radio station.
Pro Radio.
just like you're supposed to. Hey, boy, I ain't got nothing more to say, 'cause you just make me wanna go.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And we're going to have a look at how the Vale County Cricket Club have been getting on in their latest round of matches. So on Saturday, the first 11 were at home to St. Fagan's second 11, and they lost that match by 27 runs. The Vale's second 11, they were away to Upper Rhondda's first 11, and they won that match by 5 wickets. And the third 11, they were at home to Llanath's second 11, and they lost that match by 37 runs. And the fourth 11, they were away to Glengarney's second 11, and they won that match by 7 wickets. So that's so that's 2 out of 4 wins there for the Vale. But coming up on next Saturday, all four teams are in action again. So the Vale first 11, they are away to Pontypridd's first 11, and the second 11, they're at home in Corntown to Pontypridd's second 11. The third 11, they're away to Monkswood and Pantegg's third 11. And the Vale's fourth 11, they're at home, and that's Wick Village Green, but they're at home to Barry Wanderers' second 11. So there's always a little cricket there for you to watch there. So and they've got the weather for it as well, so hope the weather all stays with them, so they can get these games completed as well. But from anything like last weekend, it's going to be really, really nice. And looking out the windows now, it's still quite nice and quite warm, so it's probably really good weather for playing cricket in. But next up on Bro, I'm going to tell you how you can get in touch with me and potentially get yourself or your sports team a mention here at Bro Radio.
If my friends ask where you are, I'm gonna say
she went down.
that's where you are, I'm gonna say.
She was caught in a mudslide, eaten by a lion. Got run over by a crappy purple scion. Help me, help me, I'm no good at the night. She dropped off in the desert, drowned in a hot tub. Danced the desert in the Eastside nightclub. Help me, help me, I'm all out of line. And ways to say my friends ask where you are, I'm gonna say that's cool, but if my friends ask where you are, I'm gonna say she went down.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. So, as I was saying before, if there's a sports team, sports club, or sport that you think I should be talking about and telling people the Vale about, then all you need to do is get in touch with me at sport@broradio.fm. That's sport@broradio.fm, or you can find Bro Radio on the social medias and you can get in touch that way. And I could be talking about any sport that in the Vale that you think people should be talking about. And if it's not just the sport, it could be the volunteers that make the sport happen that you think deserve a bit of a mention as well. And better still, I could even ask you to come along to Bro Radio and you could tell me all about the sport and why you think it's so fantastic and why you think people of the Vale should I know about it or should attempt to take part in it. There, and that's exactly what the Barry Athletic Purples under 15s have done. So they've got in touch and they've got on Saturday the 17th of May at 10:45 at Brum Organics 3D pitch. They're looking to recruit players for the 2025-26 season, so it's under 15, so that's year 10 from September 2025. And you can come along and be part of a fantastic club where there's a great team environment and they've got regular training sessions, social team get-togethers, and they've got league and cup competitions and friendly games throughout the season. But there's also monthly team analysis to help teams and individual performance develop. So if you're interested in that, then please make an inquiry at www.barryathleticfc.co.uk. So that's www.barryathleticfc.uk, and you can find out all the information from there. Or again, with the social medias and with the multiple search engines, you can just put the information into there and most of the time the information pops up and you can find it. But remember, as I said, if there's a sport you think I should be talking about that I'm not talking about, then just send an email to me and I can then start talking about that sport that you find so great in the Vale. Up next on Bro, we've got Patrick with the evening show.
Mm-hmm. magnificent sight. On Echo Beach, waves make the only sound. On Echo Beach, there's not a soul around. From 9 to 5, I have to spend my time at work. My job is very boring, I'm an office clerk. The only thing that helps me pass the time away is knowing I'll be back at Echo Beach someday.
This is Bro Radio.
Bro Radio.
Experienced cleaners deserve more, and More Cleaning are looking for more cleaners to join our team. We can offer you guaranteed hours, a company pension, a great rate of pay, and we're big on career progression too. So talk to us today and you could soon be on our onboard training programme, ready to be part of our exciting journey. Find out more at more. That's morcleaning.co.uk. More Cleaning. Multi-award winning cleaning that doesn't cost the earth.
At Greenlinks Community Transport, we provide a reliable, professional and friendly travel service for individuals and community groups across the Vale of Glamorgan. For hospital visits and shopping trips to meeting up with friends or relatives. And we now need volunteer drivers aged 21 or over to join us. We offer free training, an excellent working environment with hours to suit you and an opportunity to give something back to your community. For details or how to apply, see valeofglamorgan.co.uk and search Greenlinks.
Are you a small business owner or an entrepreneur? TL Systems are specialists in supporting sole traders and small businesses with their IT and telephone needs. We'll supply your internet, phone, office, security and web hosting, and then back it all up so your data is safe. Our rates are very affordable for you as a small business owner. We can supply everything and give you peace of mind with a maintenance contract from as little as £30 per month. TL Systems. Call us for a chat on 01446 747 702. Pop into our shop at the bottom of Halton Road, Barry, or visit tlsystems.co.uk.
For when the washing basket's piling up and when your suit jacket has had enough, the Laundry Rooms. For eco-friendly, non-chemical cleaning and when you want your best dress gleaming, the Laundry Rooms. For wash, dry, iron and fold, we'll do whatever we're told. With collection and delivery available, you'll find us very capable. The Laundry Rooms Barry, for all your commercial and domestic cleaning needs. No job too big or small. To find out more, give us a call on 01446 740 730.
On your radio, online, through the Bro Radio app and on your smart speaker. This is Bro Radio.
You centre at 8. After 19 months in captivity, Hamas has released the last Israeli-American soldier. The IDF confirmed Eden Alexander has been handed over and will be reunited with his family. The militant group says it's ready to be involved in ceasefire negotiations. Keir Starmer's announced